Tonight, I too am grateful for the readings and testimonies. Thank you to all. In our lesson this week, in the chapter Jude in the Bible, it says to keep yourselves in the love of God. I've mentioned before that was something practitioner had often ended when I would call her. She would end our discussion, our talk together with, keep yourself in the love of God. And it is something I have thought about often, how important it is with so much going on that seems to be going on in the world, the various news reports and other things. There are many ways to become distracted or discontented or depressed or fearful, but to hone yourself back in and to keep yourself in God's love, to keep yourself filled with His love, the divine love that blesses all. So very important. Something else that has always greatly helped me, it's in Kimball's book, his lectures and articles, and it is his letter on poise. It's on our website as well. But Kimball writes, the consciousness of the individual is poised somewhere in the realm of thought. The poise of the perfect man is in perfection, a state of self-knowledge, dominion, grandeur, repose, superb appreciation. In a certain sense, your poise will save you, because your poise is your real appreciation of being. Ascend constantly to your highest altitude and plane of equanimity, self-reliance, and mental culture. Ascend above the plane of concept whereon the ordinary trash of human belief can move you and substitute itself for your natural peace. Maintain your peace and happiness by refusing to descend into the mud of cheap human rubbish, and know that your composure cannot be upset by every or by any mortal who can be used to wallow in the mud. There is no matter to be cured or changed. Nothing seems to be changed but a belief. Remember that these beliefs only appear to disappear. Therefore, be not afraid. I love that. And it goes back to the basic truth of keeping yourself in the love of God, not to be mesmerized by anything that is ungodly, but to keep that light, that fire burning brightly within, and to radiate God's love to all. I'm so grateful for this wonderful service in which we have time to speak about God's truth and share it with each other.